An Alaska Native corporation in the interior is searching for natural gas to reduce local energy costs and provide jobs. Last week, ATNA Incorporated subsidiary Tulsana Oil and Gas Exploration started drilling an exploration well on state land near Glen Allen. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk visited the gas well to learn why the Native corporation has such high hopes for this project.
Daniel Lee, oil and gas development manager for ATNA, is showing off the regional Native corporation's new well.
What we're looking at currently is a great big blue piece of iron, which is a drilling rig. The term is called a wildcat. This is a true exploration. This is a brand new hole that we're drilling in the ground.
As the drill slowly descends thousands of feet beneath the gravel pad, ATNA is hoping it will find enough recoverable natural gas to power their community. ATNA Incorporated President Michelle Anderson explained high fuel costs are a big burden for interior Alaska.
To fill your fuel tank up here in the wintertime, for many people, it's as much as a mortgage payment in Anchorage.
The Department of Commerce reports heating fuel prices in interior Alaska are among the highest in the state. ATNA hopes natural gas will be a cheaper replacement. They also hope a fine will mean more jobs. This is ATNA shareholder and former board member Roy Ewan.
There's just no work out here. There's no economic development.
Ewan says many of ATNA's young people move to Anchorage or Fairbanks to find work. ATNA hopes a natural gas find will change that. Alaska Native corporations driving energy development is a trend worth watching, according to Tim Bradner, editor of the Bradner Alaska Economic Report. Bradner says in the past, private companies took the lead, while Native corporations were either passive partners or bought in later.
This is kind of a different thing. This is where the corporations themselves are leading the exploration and putting their own money at risk.
Fairbanks-based regional Native corporation Doyon Limited is also exploring for gas in interior Alaska. But during the tour of ATNA's drilling site, Lee says exploration means they might find gas or they might not.
Worst case is we get to our targeted depth and there is nothing there, and that's considered a dry hole. And with that, you kind of just reassess whether you want to move forward with further exploration wells or not.
Lee says the company chose a spot to drill because it's promising, but there's no guarantee the $11 million project will find what it's looking for. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.